Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. On tonight, we have coming to us once again, Pastor Norman King. My first cousin, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners, please get your Bibles, get your paper and your pens ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King as he get ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. He's still at work, but he will be dialing in very shortly. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to open up with prayer, as we always do, while we're waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in. So again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with him, because we always know that he always brings us and gives us a lot of scriptures with the word when he brings forth God's word on his platform. So we're going to go ahead and open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please pray with me at this time. Also, before we go into prayer, I'm asking everyone to please pray for Deacon Marvin Cox. Normally, he will be on tonight. He always shares with us inspirational poems, and he always delivers an awesome word from the Lord as well. But he is in the hospital right now. He has some serious issues going on in his body. So we're going to lift him up in prayer on tonight. Again, I'm asking all the listeners, please pray with me on behalf of Deacon Marvin Cox. And then also I'm asking all the listeners, please lift up my neighbor, my next door neighbor. Her name is Vonnie, V-O-N-N-I-E, Vonnie. Keep her lifted up in prayer. On last Friday, they found her only son, her only child, was murdered on Friday. So they found his body in a field on the east side of Detroit on this Saturday morning. And they stole his vehicle and headed way on the west side of Detroit. But she is grieving right now. My neighbor Vonnie, we're going to keep her lifted up in prayer. So we're going to go to God, and because we serve an awesome God, He can hear and all and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Because I know that I am not the only one that is lifting up others in prayer. You, the listeners, faithful listeners, you also have your prayer list. So we know that we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight once again, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, you're still worthy to be praised through it all, after all is said and done. We who are saved in your Son Jesus' name, we know that you're still worthy to be praised, because you are awesome in all your ways, and there is none like you in all the earth. And Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit on tonight over the airwaves. I ask and pray, Heavenly Father, that you would start with me and my entire family. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight. And not only us, but every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you would move by your spirit, comfort and strengthen my sister Vani, my next door neighbor, in the loss of her only son, Heavenly Father, who was murdered on last Friday. I pray now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, comfort her and strengthen her as only you can. Heavenly Father, not only her, but all those that have lost loved ones. We know that there's killing all over the land. People are losing loved ones each and every day. So all those that have lost loved ones, well, however, Heavenly Father, we know that you are our comforter. You are our strength. You are our peace and our joy, even in the midst of the loss of loved ones. So comfort and strengthen my neighbor, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord, that you would allow, Heavenly Father, that justice will prevail in this situation, in this case, and that the perpetrators that murdered her son will be found and brought to justice. And not only in her situation, but everyone that has lost loved ones due to violence and murder. Heavenly Father, it's my prayer and hope and desire that justice will prevail in each case, in each situation, that it will be brought to justice. Heavenly Father, that you will be able to move by your spirit. Heavenly Father, even in their lives, those that are going around killing and stealing and destroying, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you will move by your spirit, touch their hearts, their minds, Heavenly Father, not only them, but all those that are spiritually blind on tonight, that do not know your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer that something will be said on tonight through your word, through Pastor Norman King, through this worldwide ministry and platform, that will touch the hearts of those that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, that after hearing your word, that they will also be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, your son, as your personal savior, and become saved in his name on tonight. It's our prayer and hope and desire in Jesus' name. Touch and heal and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us. We know that we're not worthy of your grace, your mercy, or sufficient grace, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for his great sacrifice, for through the shedding of his blood on the Calvary's cross, for the remission of our sins, that we can be redeemed back to you, all of us who accepted your son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the opportunity to come to know who your son, Jesus Christ, is and accept him in our hearts and be saved in his name. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. Have your way, Lord, and I pray that your word will go out with power and that your word will be received in love on tonight. That you will help us to decrease on tonight as you help us to decrease, that you may increase in each one of us, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought. And for those of you that are saved in Jesus' name, this spiritual food for thought may be very familiar to you. But for someone who do not know, this is a known fact for every believer in Jesus Christ. And it's coming from the book of Hebrews. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And it says, a lot of people leave off this first word regarding this scripture. And I'm going to read it in the way it really should be read. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Apparently, a lot of you may have heard or hear people constantly quote this scripture, but they forget to and they leave out the now part, the very first word, now. They start off with faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But the important word, but not only faith is very important as well, but we got to know what that word now, that's a right now word, that's a rhema word, a right now God, a right now word. We serve a God who is a right now, an on-time God. So it's through our faith that we can receive now in faith the substance of things that are hoped for, that you and I are hoping for, that will give God glory, that's in the will of God, that will be giving God glory, honor, and praise. It's the evidence of things not seen. On tonight, I do have an announcement I would like to make because we do have a lot of new listeners, and I thank God for it. I thank God for this worldwide ministry platform. It is growing, and it is growing, and it is constantly growing. I know there's nobody but God who is doing it, who's causing this ministry to grow, and it's all for His glory. It's not about me. It's not about the guest that comes on over this worldwide platform, but it's all about Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm grateful for on tonight. So on tonight, I'm asking our listeners again, and especially for the first-time listeners, because, again, we have a lot of new listeners. Thank God for you. Please, I want you to get your pens and paper and write this information down, because God has opened new doors for others to have shows up under this platform. And the first show that I would like for you to write down is titled Theologically Speaking with hosts Jose and Danielle Dorsey. That's a husband and wife team. Theologically Speaking with hosts Jose and Danielle Dorsey. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have Clinically Speaking, a woman of God, a psychologist. She was just on about a half an hour ago on tonight. Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday night and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. Minister Rambis is my pastor and our pastor and bishop armor bearer. Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Our pastor and bishop is, again, Bishop James A. Jennings. His armor bearer is none other than Minister Sharon Rambis. He has a show up under this worldwide platform, which is titled Ministry I'm Possible. His show airs each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have Pastor Eric Morfis. From Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He and I grew up in the same church together. He comes over this worldwide platform every second Thursday night. Again, my show airs each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. So Pastor Eric Morfis comes forth bringing forth God's word each second Thursday night. Then we have Pastor Norman King. You'll be bringing forth God's word on tonight. He comes forth normally each and every third and fourth Saturday night. Again, my show airs from 8 to 9 p.m. Pastor Norman King is standing in on tonight for Deacon Marvin Cox. As I foreshadowed earlier in the opening of tonight's program, that Deacon Marvin Cox is in the hospital. We want to keep him lifted up in prayer. He has a lot of serious issues going on in his body right now, and he needs some serious surgery. So we know that God is still healing. He's still working miracles even today. So we're going to continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox in our prayers. But normally he comes forth each and every first and second Saturday. He always shares inspirational poems, and he also always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So for the next few weeks, the next few shows, and where Deacon Marvin Cox is supposed to be coming on, bringing forth the word of God, I've asked Pastor Norman King if he would step up to the plate and fill in for Deacon Marvin Cox. And so we thank God for Pastor Norman King. And so right before Pastor Norman King comes forth with the word on tonight, again, I pray that you, the listeners, have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, you need your Bibles, you need your pens, you need your paper, so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word once again on tonight. So we're going to go to our praise break, our music break right now, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to turn the mic over to Pastor Norman King to deliver another word from the Lord to us on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord,
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Cover me, Lord, cover me. And I thank God for that song because that's a reminder that the word of the Lord lets us know that who are saved in Jesus' name, that we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I love God's awesome promises to us, his people. But he also promises and lets us know that once we're in his hands, nothing can pluck us out. So once again, on behalf of my neighbor, I'm asking Sister Vani, please keep her lifted up in prayer. Also, Deacon Marvin Cox, because we are standing on the word of God. God's word told us and lets us know that in this life, we're going to have trials and we're going to have tribulations. And also, he lets us know in his word that the enemy, nobody but Satan, the father of lies, he's still roaring this earth, seeking whom he may devour. He's still killing and devouring and separating marriages, families, ministries, nations, communities. He's still doing what he does. So that's why I love the word of God says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So that's why we must be always constantly praying one for another. And when we know that our neighbors or our family or loved ones are hurting, then we should be just like Jesus. We are to laugh with those that laugh, and we are to mourn with those that are mourning, and we are to hurt with those that are hurting. And as Christians, we are to love what God loves, and we are to hate what God hates. So in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. So death is rampant, running rapid throughout the land because of Satan. And sometimes we know that God's permissive will also be done in certain situations. But however the case may be, we want to continue to lift up all those all over the land that have lost loved ones and continue to pray their strength and that God will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only he can in Jesus' name. So right now we're ready to receive the word from Pastor Norman King. Once again, I present to you all on tonight, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother James. So humbly grateful by the opportunity to give God the praise. it's unto him who I give the praise to. And I know, as it says in John, the 15th chapter, around the last part of the 5th verse, where it says, for Jesus spoke these words. He said, for without me, you can do nothing. And I know that I cannot do anything without Jesus. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my protector. He's my encourager. He's my the words go on and on. But anyway, I thank God for the opportunity which he has allowed me and the grace he's given me to be able to do this show. And I've grown a lot in the process because it keeps me on my toes. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because Paul told that young preacher Timothy, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, because the workman need not be ashamed, because they're able to rightly divide the word of truth. So I thank God, Brother James, and I thank, I'm grateful for you, for your obedience, amen, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you, amen, that the doors that are open has already been prearranged by God. It happens through obedience. Come on, somebody, amen. Anyway, tonight, I want to come from the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15. I'm going to read the first 4 verses. Gospel of John, 15 chapter, verses 1 through 4. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, I love you. I thank God for you. And I just thank you for the opportunity you've given me. I pray, Father God, that the listeners will allow themselves to hear you and not me, and that I may decrease and that you may increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The topic tonight for this message is they turn their back on Jesus. Holy Spirit gave me this yesterday, and I was like, I preached this book, this chapter, several times before, but, you know, anybody who experienced personal experience with the Lord know that he would change things and show you something from a whole different perspective. And so tonight I want to just again come from they turn their back on Jesus. Now, for opening, I want to look at something here. I want us, you know, for any of you who watched the movie A Time to Kill, now, the reason why I mention that, because in principle, as the court went on and the attorney told them to close your eyes, as he began to give the scenario and to give people a different perspective. So I want us to kind of put our mind the way it's supposed to be, first of all, in the spirit. Amen. Because we talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came and died for you and me. For John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the reason why I brought that up, because I want us to put our mind into the situation that Jesus was dealing with at that time, according to Scripture. Amen. Now, one of the things that this message is going to talk about, it's going to talk about the consolation and mutual love between Christ and his followers, because Jesus loves us. Remember the old childhood song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible told me so. Yes, he loves us. He loves you. He loves me. God loves you. God loves me. Amen. But the point I'm making is this here. This sermon tonight, I'm going to hit a few areas. I want to stay focused on my point. They turned their back on Jesus. Amen. And this dealing with the relationship of Jesus to the people of the world. Amen. Now, scenario, introduction. Jesus was facing death. Jesus was facing the most terrible scene in all human history. The Son of God was about to be murdered at the hands of men. Now, Jesus knew this. He knew. But at the same time, he knew he had to do what his Father told him to do. Another thing about Jesus, all that he had to face was weighing ever so heavily upon his mind. Amen. In particular, the reaction to everyone to him and their faith. Have you ever had exalted yourself, exerted yourself, gave of yourself completely to people who appeared to love you, to care about you, just to find out that it all was a fake? Huh? Now remember, Jesus is our Lord. That means he knew all things. Come on now. He had come to save them all, and few was responding in a genuine way. I'm a witness to this myself through my walk with God. Amen. That you give of yourself above 100%, and people seem to just disregard you. But one thing we got to know, my brothers and my sisters, don't let that stop you from doing your God assignment, your God call. Amen? Jesus, again, he was even facing the collapse of his own inner circle. Wow. Imagine that. Here it is, he came. He lived a life, fulfilled the scriptures, and now toward the end, before the cross, he began to give this illustration about the vine, about the branch, about the dresser who's God. But yet all these things was on his mind. He was facing all of this. Amen. You may have impacted some lives, yourself personally, and it seems like you're at the end of the road. It seems like the ones that you thought would be with you is now is turned their back on you. And most tragically, they were falling away. I'm back to Jesus now. Amen. And these are examples I want to give by this illustration. One disciple was in the very process of betraying him. Talking about Judas. All what he did, amen, all what he did, even you in your life, all what you've done for somebody, but yet now, and you saw that they betrayed you. Amen. Listen to this other point. The leader of the disciples was to deny him 3 times. Even by cursing. I'm talking about Peter. Lord, here I am. I do what you say, dude, no matter what it is. I've had people tell me the same thing. Pastor King, I'm with you. Whatever you do, I'm with you. You put a tent up in your front yard, I'm with you. Are you hearing me, church? But see, we got to understand, people are going to say stuff, amen, because a lot of times people speak out of their soul, out of their emotions, but we got to stay spiritual. I was just in church this Sunday. And sometimes we get in the mood to feel our emotions a little bit, which is in our soul, man, amen. But the Holy Spirit gave me a belly punch. Bam. Stay spiritual. Stay spiritual. It was 3 times, like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Stay spiritual. So here it is. His leader and his disciples, the main one was to deny him 3 times, amen. And the other disciples were to flee and desert him. All of this is what our Lord and Savior was experiencing. But yet, hallelujah, he felt necessary to be obedient even unto death. And this word is to somebody tonight. Doesn't matter what you're going through, what somebody said, what somebody did, what they didn't do. If you know God, as old folks say, for yourself, don't be dismayed. Matter of fact, don't even be discouraged. Well, see, I'm talking about growing tonight. I'm talking about you growing from where you were to where you should be and where you need to be. Amen? That don't be surprised when people carry on like that. Amen? So my question to you tonight, how would you feel if someone close to you turned their back on you? How would you feel? That's a good question to ask. How would you feel? And I know that someone on the sound of my voice have done experience this, amen. But this here was our Lord and Savior, who, and I'm going to share a scripture with you right here, right now, Hebrews 4:15, to validate my point. and giving this example about our Lord. Hebrews 4:15. This is what it says. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet, hallelujah, yet without sin. This to be an example for us. Amen. No matter how Jesus was tempted, how Jesus was betrayed, how Jesus was lied on, lied to. Amen. One fled him. The rest of them deserted him. One denied him. He was obedient up to death. Even though, I'm not going to be for you long, but I got to bring this point, though. They turned their back on Jesus, but because they turned their back on Jesus, Jesus did not let that stop him from doing what he come to do. So this word is to somebody tonight. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. Don't let none of your situations stop you from doing what God has called you to do. 1 Peter 5:7 says that we ought to cast all our cares on him, for he cares for us. Amen. And then another point I want to make. There was the world of men who was rejecting him. Remember, Jesus came to die. Amen. The religious who strongly professed, listen, hear me now. This is a good word, y'all. The religious who strongly professed it to know and live for God, and the non-religious who had no attachment to God and professed it none. And think about this. And you thought you had it bad. Good God Almighty, huh? What you and I went through or going through can't even compare to what our Lord went through for who? For you and me. I'm going to read again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He had come to save them all, and not one of them was standing with him in the most needful hour. They turned their back on Jesus, but yet Jesus was obedient unto death. Isn't it somehow you can know something in advance? But even and some of us, see, you can't tell some of us stuff. And you know how we are. We appear to be so strong. Tell me now. I want to know. Knowing good and well if somebody told you, you're going to break all the way down. Come on, somebody, huh? But see, what we have here, my brothers and my sisters, is that we got an example from our Lord. Amen. He knew all this, y'all. Come on, somebody. But yet he did not let anything or nobody stop him from carrying out his God assignment. Amen. How would you feel if someone close to you, I'm going to say it again, turned their back on you? I mean badly lied on you. I mean a bad, just a bold-faced lie, huh? If they stole from you. If even they come in your house and rob you. Amen. When you needed them the most, they left you standing. Amen. That's what they did to Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. Job. Y'all know Job had what I call three so-called friends. Amen. When he needed his friends the most, they talked about him. Amen. What I'm trying to do is not, y'all. I just want you to grab a hold to this example that we have from our Lord. And that example is, no matter what has happened to you, direct or indirect, don't let nothing or nobody stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Amen. Don't let nothing, nobody stop you from doing what God called you to do. Amen. Jesus, the vine of God. Amen. The vine dresser and man, the branch. Amen. So we're going to talk a few points tonight about unfruitful branches that are taken away and fruitful branches. Amen. Now, Romans 5:8 says this. But God commended his love toward us, that in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What they're saying is that we didn't deserve our Lord to die for us. But God loved us so much that he become man. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1:14 said, and the word become flesh. Amen. So let me give you some illustrations here. Jesus Christ is the vine. Amen. God is the vine dresser or the cultivator or the gardener. And me and you, we are the branches. Amen. So Jesus is the true vine. He is the genuine vine. He's not a false vine, or nor is he a counterfeit vine. Amen. God is the vine dresser. He is the one who carefully planted the vine. And that's Christ. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. So God, he is the one who carefully planted the vine, and he waters and feeds the vine. He is the one who cares for, looks after, and watches over the vine and the branches. Remember, we are the branches. Amen. He is the one who prunes and purges. That's when you need a cleansing. Come on, somebody. Amen. There are a lot of agencies, a lot of illustrations and examples out here for someone to be cleaned out. But I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing like the Holy Ghost. Amen. Men are branches. Amen. And you're either going to be a unfruitful or a fruitful branch. Amen. Either you're going to be unattached or you're going to be attached. Amen. But now we got some profession false believers warning to fruit-bearing judgment of believers. Amen. There are the unfruitful branches. They are taken away. Just bear with me, y'all. I want you to just bear with me tonight. Amen. We're talking about unfruitful branches that are taken away. God done told you already to change your direction. He had already told you quit hanging around certain places or certain things or certain people. Amen. Because it's keeping you from prospering in the things of God the way God has designed it to be. Amen. Can you witness? Amen. The unfruitful branches did become attached to Christ. I'm going to say it again. The unfruitful branches did become attached to Christ. They did have some organic relationship with him. There was a time, a point when they began to bud and sprout. They even grew into branches. I'm giving an example, y'all, illustration. They listened to Jesus and the gospel. They opened their ears. They made a profession. They were even baptized. Listen to this word right here, y'all. They seemed capable of bearing fruit. Appeared to be fruitful branches. Amen. The branches were unfruitful. They are in the vine, a part of it, but they simply bear no fruit. You see, James even says, faith without works is dead. Amen. Now, I know that with this message, I just changed gears because my topic is they turn their back on them, but I just want to touch some areas of how we can turn our back on the Lord. Amen. Unfruitful branches do not relate enough to Christ. Amen. They do not draw enough nourish from him. Amen. So it's kind of like when you stop your consecrated time with God. You stop those moments that you used to when you was going. Let's be truthful now. Most of the time when we call God the most, we're going through something. Come on, somebody. Amen. So what I'm trying to say, God wants to be fruitful, y'all. Amen. So he says that unfruitful branches do not relate enough to Christ. In other words, there's a separation. There's a gap. When you stop praying, when you stop fasting, when you stop going to church, when you stop doing those necessary things that help build up your spirit, then it becomes unfruitful. Amen. Unfruitful branches are not genuine enough to bear fruit. Amen. You know why? Their profession is more profession than possession. That's right. The change comes when you were about profession, but there's no possession. Amen. Then they become, I'm talking about unfruitful branches now. Unfruitful branches are not genuine enough to bear fruit because they are more pretending than being. They are more deception than truth. They are more counterfeit than real. All these things what I'm teaching tonight is things to help you to get yourself back on track. Amen? Romans 3:23. It says, all have sinned and come short the glory of God. So as I'm preaching and teaching this message tonight, if you fall in that category where you have slipped, you have backslid, or you have failed, this is your night to make it right. Amen? Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Amen? Amen? Matthew 13:22 says this. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hear the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. Other words, if you feel yourself weak, don't go back to them same spots you used to go before you got saved. Are you hearing me, church? Amen? Pray sincerely to God and press your way. Get back around people who you know is speaking lively words and not words for death. Amen? God, take it away. What? The unfruitful branches? Because if you don't take it away, it's going to damage the good fruit. Come on, somebody, amen. It's like a gardener going out and tending to his garden. Amen. There's a time of separation. Amen. Throat getting a little dry. There's a wheat and a tare. You can't tear or separate when they all entangled. Just got to press on and let God in this time cause separation. But now, that's another angle. But the angle I'm talking about right now about God taking away the unfruitful branches is that when it's something that you know that you ought not do, and you do it anyhow. That's my point. You got to press your way. You got to call to God like you called to God when you first got saved. Come on, somebody, amen. You got to call him genuinely. The Bible says if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you the desires of your heart. God taking away the unfruitful branches. The word means to take away and to remove. In relation to the vine, the branch, that's us, y'all, is pruned. It's removed and taken away. This is a severe warning to every branch in the vine. Remember, Jesus is the vine. We the branch. So we got to understand that this is a warning. Amen? Sometimes these days we don't get enough messages, amen, from the pulpit talking about warning. Just like you was growing up, if you had a mama there like mine, they let you know, all right? It wasn't all this four or five times. Are you hearing me, church? They discipline you. So our God will chastise us, amen? Other words, this is a severe warning to every branch in the vine, in Christ, amen, to make sure his profession is genuine enough to what? Bear fruit. Amen? I'm going to read John 3:16 again to reemphasize. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. See, the scripture says at least two things about the judgment of unfruitful branches. That's sin. The unfruitful branches that sin, follow me, church. I'm going to bag them again because I know I talk a little fast. Amen. The unfruitful branches that sin are taken away and removed from the vine and destroyed by fire. Amen. See, God ain't like man. We put up with some stuff. Come on, y'all. But he's saying, see, if you want to move in Jesus' name, you got to change your direction. Sometimes when you get so weak, you got to run. Look here. I'm going to give you an example. I spent 9 years in the Army. When I was in Germany, God used this guy to bring me in the fold. Used another guy to actually nurture me, right? Now, I remember he told me, he said, brother, pray when you're strong, for when you might get weak. Well, when you first get saved, you think you're all strong, all, you know, high and mighty. But how about I experienced that one night, and I remember what he said, and I prayed early in that night. So then later on the night when I started getting weak, I locked somehow the door, and I couldn't get to it. So my point is this right here, y'all. We're talking about unfruitful branches being taken away and removed. So those things that you know that you have in your possession, it could be lions, stealing, cheating. It can even be down to word ration. It can be depression. These are things that will make us unfruitful in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen? So what we're talking about tonight is leaving from being unfruitful to what? Being fruitful. Amen? So my thing is that tonight you got a choice to make. Amen? The point must be heeded. For Scripture gives severe warning to believers. That is the branches in the vine. Amen? That's us. Amen? The branches must make sure they are bearing fruit. So whatever it is that we are doing that we know is wrong, stop doing it. And don't try to do it on your own. Philippians 4:13 says, "For I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Now, I know that text deals with some other contextual scriptures, but we really can apply that to our life personally, amen? If you understand, in John 15:5, Jesus said that without me you can't do nothing. Remember what Paul said in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me," amen? So now my point is, I begin to wind this message down, amen? Don't turn your back on God by dishonoring Jesus. He looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. He woke you up this morning, amen? He started you on your way, amen, allowing you here right now to hear this message. That's all part of God's plan, amen? I'm going to read again 1 Peter, but I'm going to go 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 this time. Verse 6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." So if you humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, you may be going through something right now. It's weighing you down so heavy. This word is for you. I'm going to read verse 6 again. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." And this is verse 7. "Casting what? All your care upon him, for he cared for you." Amen? Another point. There are the fruitful branches. Three points I want to make. Fruitful branches are pruned. Amen? All bad spots, useless buds, misdirected such, discolored leaves are pruned off. You can relate this not just to gardening or out here cleaning the yard. You can apply this to your own life. See, one thing about you know yourself. You know what you're doing. You know what you ain't doing. Matter of fact, you even know what you're supposed to do. So apply this word. I want this word to be relevant to you, to your personal situation. Amen. Don't point outside to nobody. Look at yourself. I learned this also. A lot of times we can point outside at other people when really the real issue is we ourselves. Amen. Every fruitful believer have spots, buds. Yeah, we do. And leaves that are bad. Useless and misdirected at this color. We all got something, a skeleton. Come on, somebody, amen. Believers have areas and things that must be cleaned away and cleared up. Other words, it could be within our thought life, could be in our behavior. Come on now. Could be in your attitude, could be in your relationship, even in your commitment. Amen. I'm just trying to say something like, right, that believers have areas of things that must be cleaned away and cleared up. Amen. Is it all right, y'all? The purpose for pruning is onefold, to prepare the branch. Talking about us, y'all. That's why we need to be cleaned up. Amen. To prepare the branch to bear more fruit. God wants us to bear more fruit. Amen. See, the reason why this word is coming, first of all, let me back up. Jesus gave the word initially, amen. I'm just reemphasizing what our Lord said, amen. And see, this word tonight, the purpose of it is not to punish you, not to hurt you, not even to damage you, amen. The fruit a believer is to bear, amen, is peace, love, kindness, good thoughts, good behavior, amen. Y'all get the point, amen? And I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to make a few more points then we'll be done. branches are cleansed by the words which Jesus has given to me, and hallelujah, by the word of the Lord himself, amen. The word of God refines men by purging away all the dross and contamination. God's word, Hebrews says, is quick and powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. So in other words, God's word is here even tonight as it's leaving out for me. It's speaking to refine you, to purge all that pollution out of you. Amen. When a man comes to the word of God sincerely, and the word of God shows what he is doing, yes, it will convict you, and what he is not doing, where he fails, amen, and how he fails. The word of God will show you all this, y'all. Come on. Amen. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Branches are cleansed by the mirror of God's word. Amen. When a man looks into the word of God, he reflects both himself in his shortcomings and Christ in his perfection. Amen. Amen. And amen. Branches are cleansed by abiding in Christ. So Jesus saying tonight, abide in me and I abide in you. Amen. What Jesus said, he said, abide in me and I abide in you. So the believer is thereby cleansed by the position or by being in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. See to it that you abide in me, Jesus said, and I in you. Is that all right, church? I want to thank God for this opportunity that, in which he has given me. Amen. And I go out to say God's word will never return void. God's word always accomplishes what it's sent to do. Amen. With that being said, I want to thank you again. And as I get ready to play this song, and I was at first I was wrestling with what song to play, and you know, that's why you gotta have some patience. Amen. Because sometimes we'll say the Holy Spirit told us something, and we mess around and find out that it was error. So the Bible teaches us to be patient. Amen. So as I continue with this message by playing this song, I want to thank God for all of you who have listened to this service tonight, and to God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Depression weighing me down.
Praise the Lord. I too can say that I know that the Lord has kept me. I'm sure that a lot of listeners on tonight that are saved in Jesus' name know without a doubt that it's nobody but the Lord who has kept us. Not only kept us, but kept us clothed and also kept us in our right mind. Nobody but God could do that. See, the enemy, again, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy comes to put fear and doubt in man's heart. The enemy comes to try to take you off your square, off your course, off your, and take your focus off your God purpose. And that way, when you or I, we get off our God purpose, and what God has ordained for our lives, and in other words, that's what we're doing. We are more or less turning our back on Jesus, just like Pastor Norman King brought forth in the message on tonight. Don't you be one of those that turn your back on Jesus after all Jesus went through for you and I, through the shedding of his blood. He gave his life for us that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Don't turn your back on God. Don't turn your back on Jesus. Guess why? He would never turn his back on you or I. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we serve an awesome God. He is a promise keeper. You can check his track record. God is not like man. He don't have amnesia. He don't forget what he said. So I thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that this word has been received on tonight. Somebody needed to hear this word, because you know without a doubt, for some reason, some way, somehow, whether it's on purpose or not, you know that you have turned your back on God. You have gone astray. But God wants you to come back to him. He said, if you return back to me, I will return back to you. So we thank God for this word on tonight through Pastor Norman King. So we're going to close out tonight, and I pray that you tune in this coming Saturday on the 29th. Pastor Norman King will be coming back again, bringing forth another powerful word on this coming Saturday night. If you want to tune in and be blessed again by Pastor Norman King and what God has in store for the listeners through Pastor Norman King on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. So now we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me once again. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We come once again to give you glory and honor and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control. You never slumber nor sleep. You're not like man. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. That's why we continue to lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ, those that are bereaved on tonight, those that are sick and afflicted, those are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, as long as you can. Send your word through your vessels to each one of them that will speak life into each situation, that they will all come to know Jesus Christ if they're not saved in his name. They will come opening their own mouth and asking Jesus Christ to save them and forgive them of their sins. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we continue to lift up my neighbor, Vonnie. We continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox. Again, the sick and afflicted, the bereaved all over the land. You know each situation. You promised in your word that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And you said in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you, because you care for us. So that's why we thank you for our sisters and brothers in Christ, that we can come in holy boldness on our brothers and sisters' behalf, standing in the gap for them and pray for them when they are weak and they cannot pray for themselves. So we know that you know all about it. So we just place each situation in your hands, knowing that all things are working together for the good of them that love you, to them that are the called according to your purpose. It's all this we ask in your Son Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you continue to move by your Spirit, continue to cover your people in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's the word for tonight. I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight as I was. So tune in this coming Saturday night and be blessed once again by Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Until Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.